The next few minutes, we want to, in the morning when brother, our brother was talking about our possession. He talked about how the covenanted people, the people of God, Israel, were driven out of their possession several times. They came into captivities. Praise God. The last one was the one that the Babylonians took over. And remember, they had a central understanding of who the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob was. Hello? So they were people of the covenant. And as long as the temple worship was in the right spirit that God ordained it, as long as Israel did not fall into idolatry, praise God, no nation under the sun could bring them into slavery. But once they fell into idolatry, into worshiping vain gods, into the ways of the heathen, God, as a disciplinarian, I mean, someone that must not tolerate sin, God is of a purer eyes than to behold iniquity. He will allow their adversaries to drive them away. And many died in exile. They lost their possessions. The most recent is the one that they now occupy the physical land called Israel. Some of us that were in the 60s, that were born then, we know of the wars that have been fighting. Praise God. Praise God. Brethren, while they are fighting physical wars to maintain their hold on a physical parcel of land, God has called us into a spiritual warfare to maintain and retain our souls, which is the spiritual land, which God, which Jesus wants to rule the whole world through. Our souls are the epicenters, or where Christ is going to shine out and destroy the forces of darkness in every location that we came out to gather here. It shall not be by the year ends or any conferences, but what God is doing right now and in every such gathering as have this kind of understanding of the manifestation of the life of Christ in the souls of men, destroying unrighteousness, consuming sin, and men walking in the power and the authority of the word of God. Praise God. Praise God. Not during December times, but as the promise was to deliver us from the rule of the enemy, which continually kept us in subjection to fear. Praise God. I want to read just two scriptures, or maybe three. Let's go to Obadiah, verse 17. It's a very common scripture. And upon Mount Zion, there shall be a people that escaped. That's the meaning of the word deliverance. Obadiah. Are we there? Obadiah seems to be one of the shortest books, or is it the shortest book in the Bible? I think just one chapter. Is it the shortest book in the Bible? Jude. How many verses are here? It should be the shortest in the Old Testament. Praise God. Praise God. Have you ever come by this word before in the Bible, apart from this title? Do you remember a man in the days of Ahab and Elijah who was hiding away the other prophets? Remember, Elijah came to, remember that story? How when Elijah met God and told God to take him away, that they have killed all the prophets in Israel, that Ahab and Jezebel, at the height of the idolatry that was then, Elijah appeared on the scene, and through him God judged the house of Ahab. Remember that story? Remember his confession to God when he started to run away from Jezebel and took refuge under a tree. The angel woke him up, gave him food to eat. How many times? Twice. He fell back to sleep. He woke him up the second time and said, "Eat. Rise and eat. For the journey you are going is what? It's a far journey." And he was complaining. They have killed all their prophets. I only am the one that God told him, "You've missed it." We are told in the scriptures that there was a man by this name who was living in Ahab's house. Praise God. He was a godly man that lived in the king's house and was feeding the remnants from the king's storehouse. How do you see this? God shall not lack a remnant. There's nothing the enemy will do against this truth. When sin shall abound and the love of many shall wax so cold, there shall be fervency in my spirit and yours. And God shall make all provisions to abound. In Jesus' name. Brother, when darkness shall cover the whole earth, upon a people there shall arise what? Light. He said, "December, will God fail to fulfill his eternal will?" Which we heard this morning. The summary of it all is, let us make man in our image and likeness. Since all of us here gathered have come to the conclusion that there is no flying away from this material realm called earth, are we okay with that? There's no more rapture for us. Amen. We shall not develop wings at the last trump, so called, and escape from Nigeria or wherever you are located. There's no such thing. So how are we going to overcome? By this word that is coming in, you are escaping the corruption. Listen, the Bible says, when they shall say there's a falling down, there will be a voice rising up in the midst of that destruction, saying this word, a lifting up. That voice is not going to come from without. Right now, God is giving us golden earrings. What God is doing in this kind of setting is to prepare a people for himself. If you are not being nursed unto lameness, like Mephibosheth was, or you are not being nursed unto greatness, like Moses was in the house of Pharaoh. But they are being brought out to the wilderness where you are soul life. That where that line of God, your soul was occupied by evil spirits, by wrong ancestry, by the gods of the nations. When by the sound of the trumpet like this, you keep coming to the light. And the Bible says, when we walk in the light, as he is in the light, what happens? We are having fellowship with the word of God. And what's going on? The blood of Jesus Christ is doing what? Cleansing, purging, making us holy. Upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance. Those that escape religious indoctrination, escape traditional values and rules, escape Nigerianism or Kwaibomaism, we shall come out from many languages, nations, all kinds of structures, that wherever we were born, Jesus Christ shall become Lord, central in our minds. Brethren, it's called a holy calling. Consider this thing, this privilege. Praise God. So that's what God is all about, preparing us for the appearing of Christ in the earth. Amen. Since this is the purpose of God, I want to read two more scriptures. 1 Timothy chapter 1. 2 Timothy chapter 1. From verse 7 to 10. I read, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Let me read verse 8. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord Jesus, nor of me, his prisoner. But be thou what? Partaker of a short time's affliction, or short time afflictions of the gospel, according to the power of God, who hath saved us and called us with what? A holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Amen. Amen. Verse 10. Spirit is now. Brethren, I want us to make this emphasis. But is now made manifest. If for this long you were born again, had the after-court experience, accepted the offering of Jesus on the cross to wash away your sins. Praise God. To forgive you the sins of your ancestors and your personal sins. You now become consciousness of his righteousness. You are now a child of God. And you were buried with him in baptism. Maybe you are taught or you come to know the doctrines of baptisms. Praise God. And you arose from the water that stood for the grave. The same power that raised up Jesus from the grave, touching your life, touching your spirit, to possess your soul. Praise God. That same power is beckoning on you. You are not satisfied. Praise God. You headed out from nominal setting, Quaibo church, Orthodox settings. How did you come to this place? What's the message that Christ is now preaching to you and me? Of course, it's no more rapture. Praise God. It's no more born again, live a good life, die, and go to heaven. God has, listen, we are going to hit something tonight. You will agree with the word of God that death has no portion in this matter. I'm talking about physical dying. Yes, praise God. So our mindset, as it has to do with sicknesses, infirmities, failures, and finally you become so weak. I have read in my scriptures, I think in many of the situations I've come by, it was only Brother Stephen, when he was stoned to death, that holy men came around to do what? Bury him. Not his family members. Praise God. Holy men came to bury Brother Stephen. Not his family, not his village, not his tribe men. Apart from Stephen, in the Old Testament, in Kings, they were having a warfare, I think with the Moabites. And there was a casualty. The man was shot or killed. And as they wanted to bury him, the invaders, the enemies were coming. And they quickly dug the ground to put his corpse. Where did they dig? Remember the place that they, we are talking, brethren, praise God. This God we are talking about is a God of the living. The mentality of death, I mean, begin from sin, sickness, and bodily infirmities, and finally death. Let God begin to do some work in our minds that we shall live to fulfill the holy desires of God in our time. Amen. As they hurriedly tried to bury off a dead man, they dug into the grave of a prophet. Praise God. And before the enemies could approach, they threw in the cups and started running away. What happened to them? They turned behind. Who was following them? Jesus said, at the graveside of Lazarus, when he went to meet with them, I think it was in matter that came out, Lord, if thou were here, our brother, my brother wouldn't have died. Jesus said, don't worry. Now that I've come, he's going to be alive. What did Martha say? I know. In the resurrection, there's such a provision. We know it. All those that died, they shall resurrect. Jesus said, Martha, I'm now talking to you that as I'm here now, this your brother Lazarus that have been buried. Brother, there are some messages, there are some, this Bible, this word of God, I admit to you and God, I have not yet come to believe it the way it is. For instance, there's a scripture that I cannot preach on. These signs shall follow them that believe. Have you ever read that in your Bible? I'm not going to preach it on. It says, in my name, they shall cast out devils, speak with new tongues, pick up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, praise God. Have you come to that point? There's a work that God must work in our souls to drive away the power of sin that has so crippled the church, such that we attend burials in Acts of the Apostles. A godly woman that took care of orphans, provided services to the helpless, Sister Dorcas, was sick. You say yes, is it the Bible? Women, like, I'm seeing so many women here. They saw Sister Dorcas sick, and they went about doing whatever they were doing. Their mindset was not for burial. Before they realized what happened to Sister Dorcas, she was no more breathing. I think that's what they called death. They said, no. Praise God. This is not proper. We don't want to accept this situation. Your Bible says they took her up, washed, what do you call what? What is it now? Is that Sister Dorcas? You call it cups. Did those sisters think it was a corpse? The power of God is not yet appreciated by them, by you and me, that are making this noise. I wish there would be a time for a setup like this. We come around and every man would be quiet. No preaching. And there will be the search light of God in our souls, showing the house to the house. How much of this gospel that you preach have you believed? Not the quantity of it. The least value, the least quality of it. And when our lives touch, the unions form that cannot be. We are made what? But how much or how long will this thing be stories to you and I? Well, praise God. They put up Sister Dorcas and they met some young men. Come, we hear Brother Peter is in the next environment. Make haste, go to him. Tell him as soon as he sees you, should do what? Follow, come along with him. Praise God. Praise God. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20. Can you put up that scripture? Believe the Lord your God, and you shall be. Put it up. Believe his prophets. Believe these teachings. What shall happen to you? Put it up. Young men, are you up there? Chronicles 20:20. 2 Chronicles. The night is fast. Why did we come here by 7? Before you know it, it's 9 o'clock. Before you know it, it's 1 o'clock. Are you there? Yes. Is that 20? 22. Come. Go up. There's a proclamation. If we begin to believe, what belief is not a passive word. There's an action. Are we there? 2020. Please, someone help us. Now, let's go. You must see it. And young men, you will not leave this conference and return to this conference next year the way you are. You must come back with testimonies. Amen. Are we there? Believe is now, it says, ye inhabitants of, where's Jerusalem? Now, Christ must be bedded in our souls. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Have those foundations that we read in Hebrews chapter 1. I mean chapter 11 verse 1. Praise God. The substructures. The ground of our faith must be such that no situation can rock him. Two men are shown in the scriptures. Jesus was talking. One was wise and one was foolish. The wise man, when he comes for a conference like this, he takes down notes, he buys or have access to the CDs, he goes back and gives himself to searching the scriptures to see whether those things that were ministered, that were saved, were actually true. As he gave himself, as he gives himself to these things, the creative force of God, called the Holy Spirit, begins to work, bring more light. In the name of Jesus, send there. It's not going to be touch light. It's not going to be electric light. It's going to be the eternal light that drives away sin, darkness. What will terrify you? What will make you choose to live right with no human element inspecting you daily? That's called the light of God. In the name of Jesus, send the light. And when you walk in the light, as it is in the light, this world is becoming real. The logos, you begin to speak it. You shall have whatsoever you say. Brethren, praise God. He says, believe the Lord, you are God, you shall be established. Believe the prophecies. Believe the words that are being spoken to you now. And shall make so much gain before this time next year. Amen. That was Chronicles. Come to Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter 1. Not first. 2 Timothy chapter 1. For God has not given us, I think we read that. Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus. But is now made manifest by the continuous appearing, praise God, of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has done what? Praise God. Praise God. In our local fellowship, when we close like we would normally do here, I think you normally share the grace. And you do it hastily. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and you run into the refectory. Am I right? That's all you do. But there are people that take a little more time. After saying the grace, what's the next one? There are three passages they bring up. I think the last one is, I shall not die, but live. To do what? To carry this life of God to the territories of death and say, death, where is your power? You don't believe it yet. How you want to pray? Hebrews chapter 2. Robert, I close with this. There's a long night awaiting us. Hebrews chapter 2, I think verse 15, 16, 17. From verse 8, let's start from there. God has put all things in subjection under the feet of Jesus. For in that God put all things in subjection under the feet of Jesus, he left nothing, that is, nothing that is not put under Jesus. Praise God. He said, that's what? Eh? Three times. Okay. The first put, second put, the third put. I think you are right. So what does that mean? So everything has been subjected under the feet of. And Ephesus says, Christ, or this Jesus, has become Christ, who is now the head over the church. Am I right? So where is the body of Jesus? Where is the feet of Jesus? Or where are the feet of Jesus? When you don't wake up from where you are sitting and begin to possess Mount Edom, when you begin to give attention to bodily infirmities, to stimuli of wickedness in your soul, we make the word of God of no effect. By our refusal to walk by faith. Praise God. So this is what the Bible says. Now we see not yet all things put under. What does that mean? Go to the next verse, brethren. Praise God. Now, we don't seem to see all things coming under the control of the church. Or don't you know, the church shall rule over the nations of the earth, you and me, by the power of the Christ in our souls. Or what is it like in that place? Praise God, they are born again. And they are happy in the Lord. We see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for. Were you included in this testing of death? Praise God. He had to experience it to see what it was like. Go on, brother. Verse 10. For it became him for whom are all things and by whom are all things. In bring how many? Father Abraham has many sons. Amen. And I am one. How many of us here are one of them? I am one of them. Hands up, feet, leave that one. We want to trust God that after this weekend or after this few days here, you'll go home and begin to reason with God as it has to do with this truth. Amen. Go up. The next verse. For both Jesus has sanctified you and he himself, we are all what? One. We now become one with Christ. The authority, I have not read that book through, The Authority of the Believers. I don't know how many of us here know what the Bible says in 1 John. As he is. Are you sure, Sister Effie? Can you stand on your feet and say that? When last were you like him? Tell me, brother, it's true. Don't tell me it's not true. That as he is, so. Brother, are you sure? And the scriptures cannot be broken. If God says this, I want to lie on this floor, you go. I wish we had longer times. Listen, I don't know when God would afford us the luxury of spending maybe 2 weeks in a camp setting like this. Of course, you don't give camp fee. We don't charge anybody. But the Spirit of Grace will tell you, take provisions for yourself and for your brother. And we come out from the noise and give ourselves to the light of God shining into our souls. And then see the type of Gideon's army. How many of them? 300. In different camps. They all buried their lives. Where? In the earthen vessel. And when the enemies were approaching, all what Gideon did was to blow the trumpet. He sounded the alarm. The sword of Gideon and the sword of the Lord. Every man on hearing the sound of the trumpet did what? You are not ready to break. See, it means you don't even have the light. They broke the pitchers, the earthen vessels. And what came out? What killed the Midianites was not their bullets. The light shone in darkness, and darkness could not understand what was happening. They fled in different directions. Oh, how that this place we fill with many lights. There's an example in the scriptures. I think Acts chapter 20. When the brother was ministering. And it got so late. And Eutychus was sitting by the window. On the window. That's where you find that scripture. The power of light drove away death. It's written in the Bible. When a man was overtaken by sleep. And he fell off the third loft. That's what the Bible says. A man slept high up there. He forgot himself. And they that sleep in the night, the power of darkness pushed him away to put the church in disarray, to make the word of God of none effect. Brethren, the word of God cannot be broken. God must raise up men like Brother Paul. And they are seated here. He said, don't disturb yourselves. There's life in him. He went down and fell on him. I have tried to see some things in my Bible. Rarely did the church go for burials. They went to bring back him that was dead to live again. And he continued. Oh, God bless my brother. And the fellowship continued stronger. Don't sit down here like this and look at me. Come. When you go today, don't come back to this camp. This camp is not a place of redundancy. Abel is going to preach after that. Chijoke. You know, you are pointed to yourself. Brethren, praise God. Let God anoint you as He has anointed others and bring you into not preaching, but in their place, in their house, in their father's house. The joy of a teacher is to see. David says, I am wiser than mine. Have you not read that in Psalm 119? David says, I am now more intelligent than the people that taught me these things. God bless you. What's the last scripture? Is that Hebrews chapter 2? Is that? We talked about Christ abolishing death through the medium of the gospel. This good news, as you keep hearing, as you keep using the word, praise God, death is pushed away. Death is pushed away from their soul. Death is pushed away from their mind. Death is pushed. The light shines in. Christ has abolished death. Did you hear the completion? He brought life and deathlessness. Brother, believers, that the gospel.
Yes. Believe.
Since when? How many people believe this gospel? Brother, God bless you.